And, well, I tell you the truth, it was built about like this one, if you want to know the truth. Only it didn't have upstairs, and the rooms were all, you know, together downstairs. When mine was up, they came behind it. Then a long place behind it with your kitchen and your dining room and your back porch.
That was off in the back of the house.
But it was joined onto it now, all under the same roof.
Okay. How about off of the kitchen? Did you have a room to store canned goods or?
Yeah, we had a closet, pantry.
Okay. All right. Did you milk the cows?
Oh, yes, we sure did. I didn't. I helped the cow's tail one day while my mother was in the hospital. And my sister was milking. She said, "You hold the cow's tail." And I said, "She wants to swish it." I was scared to death. Because I'm small and, but I've never milked a cow. But we had two cows out there for milk. We had butter and cream all the time, milk to drink. Sweet potatoes, and they were so good on them. Delicious.
Would you remember any particular way they would have of telling the cow to stand still while they were milking it?
Why didn't we say? We'd say, "Whoa," for one thing, and what? I don't remember what else we said. I know we
said, "So," or "Whoa," "Saw," "Whoa," or something.
So cow, sir. That's it. So cow, sir. Now spell sir cow. How would you spell that? How would you spell that?
S-A-H or something?
I never thought about it until you said that.
That's one of the
words that
terms, and the way they call cows varies from place
to
place.
And I believe the mule, you would say, "Whoa," to the mule.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
to get them to stop.
Hey, whoa, that's right, that was for the mule.
What if they wanted them to go?
Giddy up. Giddy up.
Did they have a way to tell them to turn right and turn left? They were plowing.
No, I think you would take your plow lines and do that. See, when I married my husband, he lived in town with his father. They had this large farm out in the country. And he wanted the farm after we got married, but he didn't do too much at then. He couldn't use a mule. So he got him a tractor. So we didn't have too much mules around our farm.
What about when you were growing up? Did your father
have
them?
He had the
mules. What did
cows and hogs?
Cows and hogs. Well, we got plenty of questions about that. So, how about when they milk? What did they put the milk in?
It was some kind of bucket. Now I don't know what they called it. They didn't call it a pail. They just had a milk bucket. Then you'd go inside and I said skim, but you don't skim it, you drink. Anyway, they had something to put it through, like a cloth, for the milk to go through, so if there's any trash, anything that you could catch it. Strainer. I guess that's what it was, strainer.
Would they ever let it set and get thick?
Oh, and get your cream, get your cream, so you can make butter. That's the way we had made our butter from that.
And then what about if it sat and got thick? Did you eat that?
I don't remember, but I think they did. But I don't remember, but I know they did. I probably ate my share of it too. Drank it.
Some people make cheese out of it. Did they ever do that? Do you know?
We never made cheese. With 9 children, you wouldn't have it to make cheese. You drink it all. I remember a lot of these when we'd come to school. My mother would have it in the glass. She'd milk that morning. She would have it in a glass and for us to drink and have a potato, you know, when you come in, and it had a cream in it like that in each glass. So everybody got their own cream. I remember that much.
Rich.
Oh, it was good. Delicious. That's baked potato. Have you ever baked a potato?
Sweet.